I've been officially invited back.
I'm so sorry that I stopped, and I'm very excited to, you know, get back to it.
I think that it's one thing for a woman to give another woman advice. It's another thing for a woman to give another woman advice and have the man's perspective at the same time.
Yeah. So this podcast gives us a voice to be real with all of you guys, to know that, hey, we're not perfect. We're still figuring it out.
And one of the biggest superpowers has been my wife.
It's here. We're back. So hello, guys.
Okay, well, it's officially begun, so welcome back. That's a great way to start it out. Thank you. So been a, what? How long has it been?
Oh my God, it's been, I don't even remember. I think it's been since July.
What have we done since July?
Traveled.
A lot.
Okay, well, the number one thing I think people want to know is, why haven't we been online, like doing the podcast for so long? And I just feel like since we were traveling for so long, it was hard to carry all that stuff, carry all the equipment, you know, organize everything. So I think what you and I both decided to do is just maybe just take a break. And then once we settle back into a place, which we have, is to have a studio and then come back and never leave again. That's the plan. And I'm so sorry, guys. It's been so long. But every single day, I was like, I need to do the podcast. I feel so bad. I went like completely MIA because I'm just like, I guess like I did a lot of like personal things, you know, inner growth, and we were traveling and I just got so sidetracked. But, you know, everybody was messaging me. They're like, when's the podcast coming back? And I was like, I don't know what to say, but it's here. We're back. We're here with Enzo. So hello, guys.
Yeah, it's really flattering, you know, to see everybody saying that stuff. And
you know how I felt like when people were asking me about the podcast, and everybody who's listening will know, but like the reference to Rihanna, because Rihanna like hasn't released an album ever since she did her beauty line, and Everybody was asking her every time they saw her, when's the album dropping, and she's like, oh, it's coming, and that's exactly how I felt. But
so just to confirm, you felt exactly like Rihanna
at that moment.
Got it. Yeah. Well, a lot's happened since we were last off air. I mean, that means that, wait, so was it after we got married that you turned it off, or before?
No, it was still on until July.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. And so you were doing it in like Vegas, and okay. And then after that stopped.
I stopped after Vegas. It was like 2 months of doing it. And then we went to Minnesota and I was like, I can't. We have so many luggages, and every time I went through like the airport security, it was always overweight, and then Mike would give me the dirtiest look every single time. So I realized it was all the equipment that I was traveling with, and I was just like, this doesn't make sense. I'm traveling with an iPad, with a MacBook, you know, and then I'm traveling with a microphone, and then I'm traveling with like all like the mic, like, you know, it was a lot. And I was like, let me just put this on pause. But I feel like I put it on a very long pause.
Well, just in case anybody's wondering, it doesn't matter about the podcast equipment. The bag's always overweight, regardless. So the podcast equipment was just like 3 pounds of the other 80 pounds in the bag that breaks my back when I carry it. Yeah, it's like always we get to the front of the airport line and I'm immediately frustrated. I have anxiety in the line wondering, is it overweight?
You have anxiety. I have anxiety. I try to like lift it up. When the girl is asking me, like when the girl's asking you to put the bag on the luggage, I want to just like lift it up with my toes, you know, while it's on the weight scale.
And of course, it's going to be the person that has the power trip and the rule, you know, doesn't want to be the rule breaker.
Oh my gosh, I swear
to God, they get off on watching me pull the bag off in front of everybody, open it up, have to move a few pounds here or there. It's like, oh, is that one shoe in that other bag now going to accommodate the airplane? Anyway, I digress. But yeah, I mean, there's been a lot that's happened, and you know, let's tell them about the travel. I mean, the travel was amazing. Our plan was to do 2 years kind of going around the world, Airbnbs month to month. And in theory, you know, it sounds like a dream, but in practicality, you know, having to pick up all your stuff once a month and repack it, and then going to a new home, having to find another gym, having to build a new routine. And I'm still running a busy business, and, you know, having to kind of, you know, pick up everything and rebuild that routine in another time zone, in another state is it's difficult. I mean, we did it, but it was really when we ended up in Dubai. Mm-hmm. And when we ended up in Dubai, there was this moment, And it was probably like the second week in a row of sleep deprivation. I was dizzy. I was so tired. And I remember walking into the room at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. after I got off my last conference call. And I'm like, yo, we need a place.
Yeah. I was excited. I was ready to go back to Miami. I was ready for a routine. I was ready to be with Enzo. Like, I was ready for all of that. So no offense, but I know, shit was hitting the fan at work. But I'm like, yes, this is amazing. And you're like, hey, babe, I think we got to go to Miami. I'm like, oh, really? Oh, my God. I obviously want to travel. But yeah, do you want me to find a place? Do you want me to message the real estate agent? She found a place within
hours. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's options, options, options. I'm like, dude, it's 5 a.m, please. Yeah. And you were so ready to get back. And now that we are back, I feel like we've really found the best of both worlds because we get to stay in our place and I love our new home, and it's just Miami's awesome. So hard to beat Miami. But we get the best of both worlds because now we're traveling too. We're taking trips and we're having a great time still. Like we just got back from Costa Rica, had a great time there. We're going to Dallas, next week. We're going to Europe in a couple, in a month and a half? I mean, it's coming around the corner. So there's a lot of stuff, but, as somebody that traveled the world, that lived out of a suitcase for years, it's a little bit different when you've got multiple businesses and you have a wife and, we got the little bubsy Enzo, So it's good to have roots again. And then what's so funny is we moved into this place and it's a 3-bedroom place. And one of them I turned into my office/movie room. We of course have the master bedroom, but then the last bedroom in our last place, we had a guest bedroom. And for the 2 years we lived there, we didn't have one person stay in the guest room. I think maybe once or twice in 2 years. And we're like, yo, we're not doing that again.
Mike and I love our personal space so much
that we will not have guests at the house.
We'll invite you, but we hope you say no.
There's a time limit when you arrive and the clock starts and the clock is big. And we turn this room into the podcast studio. And so it's so awesome that we get to use this for that. And it kind of turned out to be like the perfect podcast studio. So we got the lights, we got the cameras, all the angles, and we got everything going because there were a lot of requests. It was really the first season because I know everyone missed me on the second season and there was a lot of, messages and all that.
There was, honestly, there was a lot. When is Mike coming back? When is Mike coming back? I'm like, am I not doing a good job?
And I just want you all to know that I'd look at her and I'd be like, yeah, when is Mike coming back?
So he's back.
Yeah.
He's
thank here. You. I've been officially invited back. Yeah. So I'm grateful for that.
But this podcast room is still under construction. If you're watching this, I guess on YouTube, because we're going to be on YouTube now. We are waiting. We have, right? The light. Yep,
it's right there. Just haven't hung it up.
Yeah, and then the pictures over here, I gotta do that. So it's still under construction, but if we're gonna wait for it to be perfect, it's never gonna happen.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, Ange and I couldn't be any more opposite. She's a 100% perfectionist. Mm-hmm. I am the exact opposite. I'm like, yo, when's the podcast? Just tell me the date and the time. I'll be there. No prep, nothing. And it's just like, I know we'll figure it out. I know it's like, the best thing I think, like we always talk about is just being authentic and just being real. And like we, on our first season, we would start to bicker and get in these fights. And then Ange would be like, no, stop. Like, I got to cut this. Like, people can't hear this. And I'm like, yo, like if we do this again, like people got to hear that too. The people got to hear the reality because you straight up piss me off sometimes. And I know it's the same in return. And you say something.
Says things sometimes where I'm just like, yo, why?
How many podcasts have we ended in a fight?
Oh my God, way too many because you like things done one way and I like things done another way. But it really tests our relationship out. I remember when Rich and Don Cherie, when they're writing sermons, they go back and forth because they have a certain way of doing things and he does also. So when you see it all come together at the end, you don't know how many times we bicker to get to this perfection part.
Yeah, it's sometimes, it's just like all of a sudden you'll say something because you're just flowing, you're not thinking. And then all of a sudden you say something that's disrespectful or something that you wish everybody wouldn't hear. And it's like, whoops. But honestly, if you have a podcast, you have to be willing to take those risks and be able to be real, be authentic. Otherwise, no one's going to want to listen to you, And that's
what I feel like we were pretty real, just minus the bickering that I put out. I feel like I was like, I put a lot of things out there, except for the little fights we got during recording.
So we're putting some blowouts on here. All of a sudden, you'll see us throwing stuff, screaming, name-calling, all the bad stuff. I'm just kidding. You know what's great is our fights, granted, we still do, and sometimes they're not pretty, but for the most part, you know, it's a much more peaceful home around here. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. You want to know what's something crazy? That every time I look at my planner... In April, it's going to be 1 year, you know, being husband and wife. Isn't that insane?
That went by so fast.
It's like, yes, it's like yesterday we were filming the whole catch up, I guess, like podcast episode in Vegas where we were talking about the wedding. And we were talking about floods and all that stuff. And it literally, for the people listening, it's like it's been a whole year. You know, we waited almost a whole year.
It's crazy how fast time goes. I mean, it really is. And
it's pretty scary. I think about it daily.
I think about death.
I was talking to Christine, the one who does my glam.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know.
She has a glam team now.
Yeah. She's amazing. But.
Just owns it. Yeah, she's amazing.
She is
no,
great.
No context to that. Just I have a glam team, of course. And let me carry on.
Okay, these are one of the things where you piss me off, so let's not, okay? All right. No, she's great. Well, you know how there was a whole trend on TikTok where you ask your boyfriend or your significant other, it's like, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? Mm. You know, when you just say it and they're like, oh, a couple of times a week and all that stuff. And it's like, what the hell? Why are you thinking about the Roman Empire? When you ask me, it's like, how many times do you think about like time passing by so quick and death? I'm like, a lot, you know?
It's really morbid.
It's really dark and scary.
Yeah. I think that
long has that been there?
What?
How long has that been
just
there?
Just noticed.
Okay.
You're good. She had a little
lipstick on my teeth.
Little lipstick, but we fixed it. I tried to make it discreet.
Lipstick, so we fixed it.
Love that.
Let's talk about I guess like the future of this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, we also have to announce that we are starting another podcast called Finding Faith.
Mm-hmm. We found it.
Obviously, we're going to be talking more about it on, you know, the Finding Faith intro, but it's going to be all about God and the Bible and testimonies. And I'm super excited for that because I could talk about God for literally hours and hours. And I feel like the conversations, you know, you and I have are so deep and so meaningful. And we didn't always have God in our life. So I feel like that podcast is definitely gonna, you know, it's good for the soul. So that's another podcast we're starting. And this podcast, we're gonna be posting every 2 weeks. And same thing with that. So, but yeah. You'll always hear from us every single week if you're following both podcasts, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I'm excited for both, but that one is, you know, even for a bigger purpose. You know, I think that what's so cool about doing this is that there's a lot of women that reached out to you and just that we had really helped. And that's the most fulfilling part of this. You know, like we don't need a huge following, but if we have a small following of people that we're actually helping and providing value to, like that's way cooler than having like us, you know, striving to have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of followers. It's like, yo, give me 100. And if there's 100 people that's lives are being changed, like I'm good. Like that's perfect. Like that's so much purpose in your life. And I just encourage anybody that if you can get into any sort of thing that just helps other people, it's where all your fulfillment will come from. You know, and that's why I love this more than anything. I've been on Ange for months, like, yo, when are you finishing the podcast room? When are you finishing the podcast room? Like, let's get after it. I'm like, we're depriving people of, you know, of healing and people that want to get better and people that want to find a relationship and people maybe that want to find God. Like, we need to be out there. And because I think we're relevant. I think people, you know, see that we're just normal people. And, you know, I don't know.
We've been through a lot.
Yeah. And it's just like, I feel like we're depriving people of the potential opportunity to learn. And not that we have everything figured out, because I'm still learning every single day. I don't have much figured out, but I've got a lot figured out. And, you know, it's just
going on the journey.
Yeah.
You know, it's going on the journey together, but it's also going on the journey with everybody listening. And I feel like if they're along for the ride and they see how much we grow and, you know, what we go through, it's like we're real, you know, like we say on Instagram, you're only posting your success on Instagram, mm-hmm. but you're never posting, you know, the failures, you're never posting, you know, the fights, you're never posting all of that. So this podcast gives us a voice to be real with all of you guys, to know that, hey, we're not perfect, we're still figuring it out. We have a lot to figure out, but we just want to go on the journey with you guys. So we're back. As you see, this is very like cozy. You know, it's a big step up from how it was before.
And then I didn't know Enzo was going to be on the podcast until now.
He's the main guest.
Oh, okay.
He is the podcast.
Yeah. Well, I see. So anybody that can't, you know, obviously Enzo's not speaking, but he's a beautiful dog. So check it out on YouTube or Spotify, because he's going to be on there. He's a little man.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. He's a little man.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because he had so much alopecia and now he's a little fluffy again. Yeah, you're fluffy.
Yeah. He's got a little bit missing in one area, but we don't talk about that. Mm-hmm. It upsets mommy.
Yeah, it does. Well, yeah, I guess that was a little catch up from us.
Yeah, I mean, like for you, since the podcast last turned off in July, as to opposed to now, like what do you think is the biggest difference with like maybe your routine or like the way you're feeling now? Like, cause I know like this all started with the journey of femininity, and I know I say it wrong. How do you say it?
Femininity.
Totally.
Well, somebody was so mean, you know, someone was like, I love your podcast, but Mike bothers me. He keeps saying femininity instead of femininity.
Femininity.
No, femininity.
Totally. I'm never going to get that. So
I think it's a tongue twister for like men, because, you know, I hear a lot of men say femininity. That's how you say it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that somebody, you didn't tell me that until now. I'm glad that that's what people are doing. But hey, you
just
know what?
Just 1%.
Oh, okay. Well, that one person, stop listening. So yeah, I mean, like, what do you think is the biggest difference from now? Cause you know, I know we wanted to keep this to a half an hour, yeah. And I think we're 17 minutes in. So we got 13 minutes left. We're going to stop right on the 30 minutes. But like, what do you think is the biggest difference from now until then? Like, what are you excited about getting into with this podcast for the future? Like, what do you want to focus on? Because I know that like this has gone through a lot of variations. And I know it started with us talking about a relationship, and then it went into like talking with experts in their various fields. And, you know, and then I know people were like, yo, bring Mike back. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know, bring me back. You know, it should be called Bring Back Mike. And I'm joking. I'm getting the nastiest look over here. Yeah.
It's not me. It's all centered. Okay.
I'm obviously kidding. But like, what do you think you want to focus on now? Because I have my own ideas, but like.
What ideas have you
I wanted to hold them for now and kind of like leap of surprise on you, you know, like tell you all at once.
No, tell me. No,
I'm
joking.
I have no idea. I wanted to hear you first. But like, what are your thoughts? Like, what do you want to focus on with Bring Back Femininity? Femininity.
We're done. We're
there
done.
We go. Cut. I think I landed the last Cut. One. I landed the last one. All right, go for it.
Okay, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like I have been such a perfectionist in my past that it got me to literally, you know, not posting anything for the last, I don't even know how long. So now I want to be more like you. You inspire me, you know? I want to come with no notes. No, I'm joking. I want to have a generalized topic of what we discuss from what I learned in books, mm-hmm. you know, which I've read a ton of books, which I will be posting, I promise. And I want to go, I don't know, I want to have like a category. I want to go based off a category. And then I want to just like, you know, talk to you about it. Is this true? Is it not? Insights from like what your perspective is. Like,
so insights.
Yeah. You know, I want to
from the books, like topics from the books.
Everything that I learned from the books, I want to literally talk to you about, and you tell me if it's true or not.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm down. I'll try to be as honest in this, you know, as honest as I can be.
Yeah. Cause I learned so much from the books, but obviously they're written by women. And I just want to know, like, everything that I'm reading, I want to bounce off of you, and you tell me why it works, why it doesn't work. And I want you to basically just, you know, explain more to the audience of like, you know, why it does and why it doesn't. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does, because I think that it's one thing for a woman to give another woman advice. It's another thing for a woman to give another woman advice and have the man's perspective at the same time.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if you don't get that male perspective, it's really hard to really take it and be like, okay, well, that's actually true then, because that guy seems like a guy, you know, and he seems normal, and you know, it seems like that's what he's saying, so it must be true. And he's, you know, it's verifying what's in the book. And so much of what you read in those books is true. I don't think there was ever one time where you told me something that you learned in the book and I was like, no, that's dead wrong.
Well, there's times where you act a certain way, and then I tell you why you act that way because of what I learned in the book. And then you think about it and you're like, yeah, that probably is why I acted this way, because it makes sense. But you don't even know, because you're doing it subconsciously.
Yeah, I mean, we do a lot of things subconscious that we don't even realize. And I remember when I was reading dating books, there was a lot of stuff that I remember when I was single that I started paying attention to, and just behavior and the way that, you know, the different sexes communicated. And it was so interesting. And if you got really educated about it, you could actually see things happen in slow motion. Mm-hmm. You could see that, hey, if you say this, it'll get this response. If you do this, it'll get that response. And when you understand that social psychology, you can start to basically predict how things are going to go. And what's so interesting is that you mastered this. I'm not going to say mastered.
Yeah.
But you leveled up tremendously in how you would communicate with me. And I just remember, like, the way I knew is that my life just got a lot easier, and I didn't realize how. All of a sudden, you were just a lot easier to, you know, be around. You were easier, like, to, you were more understanding about things.
I got and, it, you know?
Yeah.
I understood the assignment.
100%. And it made it easier for me to be a successful man driven with purpose. And that's the most important thing as a man. Like, we, you know, like, really successful men, they want to have somebody in by their side that is going to be that rock and be very understanding that we're going to be putting in a lot of hours, a lot of work, and that is going to take precedent most of the time. Now, ultimately, if you're ever sick or you're not feeling well, or there's something like that, you know what I mean? Like, of course, I'm going to redo my prioritization list. And like, if you're sick, like, of course I'll take care of you ahead of the company. But like, if everything's good, right? If you're in good health and everything's fine, it's just a normal, regular day. Like, yo, first thing comes first is going to be God. Then second is going to be health, my working out. And third is the company. And you know that, you know what I mean? But you understand that I'm mission driven, I'm purposeful.
Let's not say company. Let's say purpose.
Well, yeah, but the company is my purpose.
I know, but let's word it like purpose.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's more meaningful if you word it like that. Like God, health, purpose, me, and then kids one day.
Yeah, but I mean, but also this can also, and I just want to be clear with everybody, if everyone's like, oh, that sounds like a really bad, you know, prioritization list. It's like, no, because ultimately if Ange wasn't good or if things were messed up at the house, that prioritization list can change really quick. Like, like God could be first, but if all of a sudden I got a call, you know, for that a loved one is ill, and I'd get on the next plane, right? Like the total prioritization would change instantly for family first, you know, God first, and then those other things later. You know what I mean?
So God always stays first, of course.
Has to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the other things can shift around, you know. But again, if it's just a regular day, right? Regular day, then that's the way it has to be. And ultimately, again, if you want a really successful, like driven, purpose driven man, like that's, you're going to have to be okay with not getting all the attention and being okay with that. And I also, women that will, God, it's like, there's this, it's kind of like a catch 22. Like women think they want a man's attention, a lot of it, but with a second they get a lot of it, they don't want it anymore. You know, and it's kind of like a cat in a sense, like, you know, cats, they kind of, you have to kind of ignore them a little bit. And then the cat all of a sudden comes up to you and feels comfortable and starts, you know, but if you try and go and pursue the cat, they're going to like run away.
Well, you know what it is, what I feel like? I feel like a lot of women, they say they want a driven, successful, ambitious man. But then once they get one, they realize that, you know, they don't get all the attention, you know, and that's what happened with me. Is I wanted a successful, driven, ambitious man that can take care of me and do all of that. And then once I got it, it's like, whoa, you're not giving me all the attention. But I feel like what happens is that if a woman wants all the man's attention and the man gives the woman all the attention 24/7 and he doesn't focus on his purpose, she's going to lose respect for him later on.
She'll lose respect, definitely.
And then you realize why he's a couch potato or he doesn't want to work and all that stuff. It's like, Well, you asked and you begged for all your time, for all his time to be spent with you, that he didn't focus on his own goals. So it's like, I want Mike to focus on his goals. I want him to be purpose driven, because when the lights are on, you know, in his eyes, the whole house is amazing. You know, like the energy is great. And that's because Mike is very purpose driven.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so important for a healthy relationship. Like I was at a meeting last night, you know, with a private equity firm, and they're talking about my company and this and that. And I was saying, you know, one of the biggest superpowers has been my wife, right? Because like having my wife by my side, and someone that truly supports me has made me about 10 times more successful than I used to be. And I was successful before meeting you. And so I became so much more successful by having you in my corner and being a great, great support system for me, not only taking care of the home, but more importantly, just, you know, my company's been a roller coaster of emotions as I've grown it. And thankfully now, you know, lately it's been a lot better, but you were always there for me. And I also knew that when you're maintaining your, you know, spirituality, your femininity, oh, I nailed it. When you're maintaining that, I can leave the war zone in the office of being on back-to-back conference calls for 10 hours straight, dealing with just a ton of BS. And I can come out there and you're like totally in your, you know, that beautiful energy, and you know, you've been taking care of yourself and the home, and it's just such a safe place to come into. And I can come to you and I can vent and I can be like, hey, this is going on in this. And it's just like being in your presence just brings me down several notches. I can't even imagine having to end my busy, stressful day, and then you also being on like that same level, like super intense, super like focused. I would be like, yo, like let's spend an hour away from each other and both digress and both relax, because I can't handle this right now. Well, so it's great that you have that, because it's like learning to tap into that. And making sure that that's a priority for the women listening to this is so important if you really want a great relationship with a man that's going to really take care of you and really be a good provider. And again, there's probably women listening to this that have their own jobs too. And hey, respect to you. We're not saying this needs to be 1950, right? And only the man can work on all this. That's just what works for our marriage. That's what we like.
I was just going to mention that, like, we're very fortunate to have that dynamic where I'm able to be like fully in my feminine, relaxed energy, you know, and hopefully the guys listening can step up and, you know, have their woman in the same energy as well, because it's life changing. And I feel God designed us in that certain way. And so is always.
Yeah. There's going to be guys that are like hate on that. Right. And it's usually the guys that can't provide for two people.
I feel like we are going to go over 30 minutes. And I want this to be like a catch-up episode, because you and I are going to bounce off each other.
Oh, I'm trying to get controversial. Yeah. Episode one, let's go.
Yeah, this is literally supposed to be a catch-up episode. And then it went on to this, and then it went on to this. And I know I'm supposed to go with the flow, but I think this should be like a whole different conversation.
Thoughts? All right, well, yeah, you killed it for everybody. It was just getting good. You just killed it for it. Was, what a buzzkill, everyone, right? No, it's all right. I get it. So no, we agreed to 30. Let's keep it to 30. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'm super excited. You know, I'm so grateful to be back. Back invited to season 3. And I think it's going to be the best season yet. So, you know, I'm just excited for people to see the real us, continue to get to know us. And I think that people tune in, hey, at the very least, I hope you're entertained, right? But hopefully, even more importantly, I hope you get something out of this and that it helps you in some way.
I feel like, you know, the reason why it hurts so much to pause this podcast, and I knew I was going to start it, is because so many of you messaged me, you know, saying how life-changing it was, saying that you stopped your, you know, toxic masculine traits and you are now relaxed and feminine and you found the one and things are working out. And it was just so beautiful. And I'm so sorry that I stopped. And I'm very excited to, you know, get back to it and, you know, I guess teach everybody what I've been taught. But yeah, we're back. And I'm really happy to be here. I really am. It's going to make me like cry. because this gave me like so much purpose, you know, and I feel like I built a community, and it's really nice, like just helping people and being real and being authentic with our journey, even though it was hard, you know, it's hard to be vulnerable. But everybody was just so amazing. And I'm really, really, really happy to be back.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. All right. Well, until next time.
Till next time. Bye, guys.